This is Radio X.
Listen Again is powered by the ultimate driving machine,
BMW.
BMW. Diplomatic and military sales for Belgium and Luxembourg.
Radio X. The world at play.
And you've never seen anything like this.
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode. This is Andy Lawson, back with everything that you need to know from the world of sport. And before the end of this episode, we'll look at what's to come in the sporting diary. We'll take a look back to the Tour de France first. Let's get the sport news from elsewhere. And the Netherlands' Michael van Gerwen is the world match play darts champion for the first time. The world number one got past James Wade, 18-12, in Sunday night's final in the UK town of Blackpool. Van Gerwen is now aiming for the only PDC major title he's not won so far, which is November's Grand Slam. Six-time Olympic champion Usain Bolt showed a return to form with a win in the 100 metres at the anniversary games being held in London. The Jamaica, who has been struggling for fitness, won his heat and the final in 9.87 seconds in wet conditions at London's Olympic Stadium. Britain's Lewis Hamilton has missed the chance to win his sixth race of the season at the Hungarian F1 Grand Prix. The world champion, who was on pole, dropped back to 10th after a poor start. He managed to finish 6th though. Sebastian Vettel won the race for Ferrari. Jenson Button then crossed the line in 9th. And a minute's silence was held before the race in memory of Jules Bianchi, who died last weekend. So let's move on to looking at the Tour de France. Chris Froome has become the first Briton to win Le Tour twice as he crossed the line at the end of the three-week race. The Team Sky rider had previously won the event in 2013, and the victory now means that Team Sky have won three of the last four of cycling's showpiece races. The event wasn't without controversy, as the 30-year-old suffered hostile conditions at times from the home crowd, but in the end, he beat Colombia's Nairo Quintana to the yellow jersey by 72 seconds, and Spain's Alejandro Valverde was in third. Following the event, broadcaster and keen cyclist OJ Borg was talking about his key moments from the event, and he picked out Steve Cummings and his win on stage 14 as he stole past the home favourites on the run to the Mende airstrip to win on Mandela Day.
That was brilliant. He did it in such a way, and MTN Quebec are such a great team as well. They got into the Tour on a wild card because they're a very small team, but part of MTN Quebec's thing, Quebec are part of it, is a way of giving bicycles to certain small villages in Africa so they can live their lives. So it's got a very good ethos. Apparently it's a very family-led team. So Steve Cummings was great. I didn't actually see the stage of Alpe d'Huez, but I did go and film on it a few weeks before. I was looking forward to that. I had to follow it via Twitter because I was working in Belgium. And it just seemed like that for me was the highlight, because Chris Froome had been so dominant that he had to defend on that final stage. So for me, that was the highlight. Even though I didn't watch it, I didn't listen to it, I followed it via social media, seeing him dig deep and still win was great.
Well, let's look at what's to come in the next few days. Cricket sees the Ashes still being contended as England and Australia take place in the third test, this taking place in the UK city of Birmingham. Fans of water sports will be keeping an eye on the Aquatics World Championships in Russia, and archery sees the World Championships in Denmark. That is the latest for now. My name's Andy Lawson, and I'll see you back here with more from the world of play at the same time next week.
Listen Again is powered by the ultimate driving machine,
BMW.
Diplomatic and military sales for Belgium and Luxembourg.
This is Radio X.